You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Invasion of Privacy Podcast. I'm Joe Santagato.
And I'm Kate Wolf.
Today we have a special guest. We got Nico White here.
Yeah.
Nico. Nico's another Elite Daily Gen Y video person.
Also a comedian.
Yeah, that's that's what I thought that was going to come first.
I just meant in like the three of us what we have in common.
Yeah. True. And that's the best way to open up something. You know what I'm saying? But Kate, I've known you as a comic longer than I've known Joe is, and you as an Elite Daily person. So
that's true. Yeah,
I was
you're
hoping
right.
That would come up.
Well, okay. I'll tell you what. So when I first started comedy, I was like a baby. Like it was my first month. A show. I did a bringer show where you have to, in order to get stage time, you have to bring like 4 to 8 people, depending.
Or if you do it at some other places, like 30, 35 people. But
I'm not, like getting a whole school bus of people. No. Or,
did you ever have that many friends to do that?
No.
I know I never did.
No, maybe I had those friends before I started comedy.
Fair enough.
But now I don't. But Nico, and how old were you, Nico, when I first, that was like 5 years ago.
5 years, I was 17 then.
He was 17. Mm-hmm. And after I got off stage, he approached me and gave me some really good feedback about stand-up. He was really cute. And it's funny because it was a 17-year-old schooling me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He's like, this is what you got to do.
Yeah.
But Kate was always really nice. You know what I'm saying? There's some people that weren't.
Oh,
you know
I mean? Thanks.
So
you too.
Yeah, you're always really nice. And Joe, I didn't know your last name was. How do you pronounce it?
Santagato.
I got that shit saved to Santiago on my phone.
Everyone sees my last name and see Santiago.
Nah, for real. I don't even go past the
The first three letters. They're like, fuck
it.
We're
also lazy. We can't finish reading the last part of your last name.
No one. No one. It was like Santiago, I guess. I don't know.
Wow.
I was like, all right.
Do you know when I first met Joe? So I went to an Elite Daily thing. It wasn't the Gen Y. We did a Valentine's Day video. That's the first time I met him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Oh, shit, I forgot.
But it was like five crew dudes
that
were filming me. It was for me when there's a bunch of decent looking white dudes. It's hard for me to decipher who's who, right? So then and then you tweeted at me like, you're funny. I like your videos. So I come back into the office like 2 weeks later. I swear to God, I look at another dude that works at Elite Daily, Zach Brunner, and I'm like, hi, Joe. And everyone just started dying laughing.
Max?
Yes, Max.
Mind you, this kid Max is maybe a foot taller than I am.
Yeah. It just showed how little I knew and paid attention the first time.
Yeah. Right.
You know? I'm like, okay, oh, good looking white dude. Hey, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude, Max was just like,
dude, I'm not
Joe. Yeah, he was like, uh-huh.
Isn't that the worst when they try to tell you, they try to be nice, but they still got to be like, nah.
Yeah. I felt pretty, and then you walked in and I was like, hey, Joe.
Right. Oh, that's the worst. Because now everybody, you know, they talk about that shit like at lunch.
He's like, yeah, how about Kate? She thought I was you.
Did
like,
he tell you
we
that?
We look nothing alike.
I knew that was, I felt like an idiot, but whatever.
Now, everything.
But whatever.
Everything for Elite Daily, do y'all put the word elite before everything? Like when you go to lunch, is it elite lunch?
Elite lunch.
Is it elite dinner?
Elite.
Elite Daily is blowing the hell up.
That ain't no lie.
Yeah, no good lie. For them. Yeah. Good for them. Can I just quickly tell a story that happened last night, everybody?
Of course.
Go for it.
So I was at Greenwich Comedy Club last night, and I had like a late 11 o'clock spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I filmed a commercial like early. So at this time, I'm just like wasted.
What was
the
commercial for?
It was like one of those like as seen on TV products.
Oh, dope.
Like it was the same kind of the place I was at is the same place that did the Snuggie commercials.
Okay.
Because you posted that picture and I was like, this looks like a Snuggie.
Exactly.
Thing.
No, it's exactly like one of those Snuggie-ish.
It was like it looked like a real. You ever see the Snuggie commercial with like the most over the top white people in it, and they're all like raising the roof for reason.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, what is going on?
Yeah, like those white people died in the 70s.
Yeah,
you know
like
is
the over the top,
totally.
Just like rustling his kid's head. Like, what is this, man? Like,
no, well, there was a scene with me and it wasn't Shane playing the kid, but my friend's kid was playing the kid, and there's like a scene where we put something on the fridge and then both smile at each other, like, ding, you know?
Good job.
Yeah, but no, the scene that I posted is like me yelling at my fake husband.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
So it's like this typical, like, you know. Anyway, so yeah, that was the commercial. But so at this point, I'm just tired. I think I'm gonna go up, tell my regular jokes, go home, pass out. So as I'm getting on stage, there's this like big, bulky, like gym workout dude who is from Lebanon. I didn't know was from there as I was getting on, but I'm getting on and he literally just goes, "Look at that girl's booty." Now, I know booty is a funny word.
He said that?
Yes.
That's terrible.
Now, I know booty is a funny word, but the way he said it was very menacing. Swear to God. Like, he said it in a way where he was clearly trying to make me feel uncomfortable right away and, like, kind of put me in my place. Like, you know, in a sense of, like, he's going to just... It was almost like I was getting catcalled while coming to the stage.
Right.
Like, the way he said it was just like, So, a part of me...
He said it loud enough for everyone to hear?
Yes.
Oh, the whole crowd heard it?
Yeah. So a part of me at first kind of gets panicky where I'm like, well, now he just ruined my set.
Yeah,
he made me feel like that insecure part of me starts kicking in. Then this other part was like, no, fuck
this guy,
this dude.
Yeah.
And I went at him for my entire set because he kept talking too.
Did it work?
Dude, it was one of the best sets.
There you go.
Of my life. I got an audition out of it just today. There was someone in the audience who's a casting director, just coincidentally.
Oh, awesome.
But it was so, I'm going to try to explain how it went. So he goes up and he says booty. And I go, excuse me, did you just talk about my booty?
Right.
And he's like, yeah, I did. And I go, well, you're really good at making observations, sir. I do have a booty that I shit out of.
Right.
He literally... the guys he was with, like, what the fuck? Like, that was just the start.
Yeah.
And then he looks at me, and he literally, this is all he says, he looks at me, he goes, titties.
What the fuck is wrong with
this? Motherfucker has observational Tourette's.
Exactly.
What's the problem?
Well, titties. I think he has, maybe his English.
Kneecaps.
Exactly.
Eyelids. What?
So he goes, titties. And I look at him, I go, you're right, sir. You do have titties.
Oh, very good.
Thank you for telling. Like, I just did like the teacher thing to him. Like,
yeah.
Oh, good job, Billy. You do have titties. Do you want me to take my fake dick and titty fuck you with my dick? Like, I literally, I swear to God, because I have a joke where I talk about my fake energy dick.
Yeah.
I was talking about what I'm going to do to him with my fake energy dick. I had the whole crowd, most of the crowd,
especially
the women.
Right.
Were like, their hands were in the air, and they were like, literally telling me to do things with my energy dick to him. It did not work out how he pictured. Let's just put it that way.
Well, you know, he went back to Lebanon fucking angry as shit. You know that.
He probably beat two women because of me.
Probably, but, you know, shit happens. You know what I'm saying? They ain't getting beat in America. Cousin.
It was just awesome because I was going...
Titties.
Titties. I was going back and forth.
I would have lost my mind. I would have laughed my ass off at him saying titties.
Him just saying titties.
Yeah.
But like
dude, what?
I'd talk about taking my energy dick and doing stuff to him, and then I'd go to my joke about like spirituality and beautiful quotes. It was such a like weird, like people were like, what?
They didn't know what direction you were going.
Not at all.
You going to this uplifting spiritual shit.
Yeah.
I'm going to fuck you in the ass with my energy chakra dick.
Yeah. So that was last night. And let me tell you, I still have a glow.
Yes, you should. I felt your excitement when you said, I have a story to tell. Like, you grew 6 inches.
No,
you know
because it's like, I'm so sick of these, like, masculine dudes who want to, like, be like, hey, lady, make me a sandwich. Shut your mouth. Open your legs. Like, and here I am coming up to my powerful place, you know, on stage.
Yeah.
And he's trying to do that to me. And the fact that, and at first I did feel insecure, but the fact that I, like, kind of established my power in that situation. I felt really fucking cool, guys.
You know, good job, first of all.
Thank you, Nico.
I applaud. Joe don't give a fuck.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
Joe's like a bad audience member in a comedy club.
Joe like, just likes the guy because he said titties.
Yeah.
I didn't say, I'm happy for you.
I know.
I thought it was funny that and like weird that he would just look at you and go, titties. Like,
it's weird as all hell. You know what I'm saying? But to what you said, I feel the opposite when it goes to like real policing women that come to comedy shows. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to talk about something.
Oh.
You can't talk about... Shut the fuck up. Don't tell me what
the
I can talk
PC.
About.
The overly PC. We talked about them last week.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't tell me how to do my job. Especially if you haven't... As soon as I say the topic, you go, oh, no, chill. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing... Let me do this. And then by the end, you make your judgment. But even then, shh.
Exactly.
If you don't like it, don't laugh. You know what I'm saying?
There's something about someone who goes to a comedy show and feels the need to heckle
the whole time. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, the whole time you're a dick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Even like one word. That's like talking at the movie theater. Like, we're all going here for the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you know you're not supposed to fucking talk.
Right.
So shut the fuck up.
Right.
It's terrible. You know what it is sometimes? I feel like because people, they want to get into that with a comedian to almost like
some of them. Yo,
today I went to this place and just like
I shut him down.
Yeah,
that he couldn't say shit. They kicked me out. I still had to pay for the two drinks that I didn't get to drink, but still, fuck that guy.
Yeah, that's all they want. They want to do that.
But what do you accomplish by doing that? Because at the end of the day, usually you get kicked out. You know what I'm saying? Or you get a fool made out of yourself in front of your friends.
Yeah.
That doesn't go well. I've seen a dude at a little spot downtown, the Grizzly Pear. I've seen a dude lose his girl because of that shit. He was fucking up the show all night. And she was...
That's the worst.
The whole night.
Kick them out. But that's... Mm-hmm. Listen, I know it's a bar show, so it's maybe harder because you don't have like a club bouncer or whatever. Yeah. But if someone's messing up the show, just get that person out. They're ruining the whole energy of the entire show. Don't put up with that shit. You wouldn't do that in a play.
Right.
You go to see theater
on
Broadway but and there's a guy being like... Gay, fuck you.
Yeah.
Dude, like, get him out.
Sucks.
They get so much more respect than we do, though. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
I don't know why.
I'm comparing us to these, but it's true. I think, you know, comics are artists.
Yeah.
They really are.
Mm-hmm.
But we put a lot of time into our craft.
It's, I don't know. Those people, especially the people who are like PC, like, if you're, why are you going to a comedy show?
Right, but
just to be offended.
But even that's bullshit because I don't really think you're as angry as you're acting like you are.
I feel the same thing.
That's exactly
you standing up for something that you don't really fucking believe in. This one
or lady, even know about. They or just you like know about. I don't. Exactly. I just this sounds right. I'm gonna yell about it.
This one lady, I'm coming off stage at Greenwich, believe it or not. I'm coming off stage and I told a joke at that time about how the cops were killing a lot of black dudes or whatever. And the joke basically ends with me talking about how when the police start killing innocent black dudes, I get the fear of God in me of the police. And I tell a story about a cop telling me to be safe. I say, I've never felt so unsafe in my entire fucking life. Now, before I can even finish that joke, I go, so the cops are killing black people better than black people. This one lady just goes, ugh. I get off stage. She goes, you know, I thought you were phenomenal until you started talking about the cops. I said, why? She said, because I have a family of cops. I'm like, well, if you listen to the joke, I didn't say shit. It was anti-cop. Everything I said was anti my ignorance. You know what I mean? I had my ignorance against cops. She said, oh, well, I just stopped listening after you said cops.
See?
And that's the problem. You can't just like, turn off without hearing me finish my fucking point.
Yeah, like if I say like, yo, black people automatically are like, you can't say that. Like they're all like, I'm like,
right.
If I say like, yo, black people are like really good at, this is what I said one time and someone got offended. I was like, I feel like all black people can sing.
Right.
Like, I feel like they all have that. Like, I don't know why. I just feel like out of nowhere, like, some random black person on Facebook is just singing on the subway and they, like, catch them and it's like they're, like, amazing or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So someone's like, you know, you shouldn't say black people. Or they're just, like, trying to find something. Like, we can do other things, not just sing. And I'm like, what the fuck
are you talking about? I know that, but I'm talking about, I think you motherfuckers can sing.
Yeah,
and I said, you, like, I'm not black. Like, I think we can sing. I think we can sing. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like everyone's got, like, an aunt that could sing.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Definitely.
But for sure.
It's fucking weird the things people like to get angry about. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's so stupid.
I reposted the Cosby meme, and I got fucking...
The one where he's all fuzzy?
Oh, no. There's, what was the shit with...
There's a fuzzy where it so shows, like, you know, triple images of Bill Cosby. He's like, and if you can see this, it's too late.
I saw that. That was great.
There's one with him with, you know that shit in The Matrix, and dude is holding both the pills?
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. And it's Cosby's face on Morbius's head, and he's like, what if I told you these were both roofies? And I thought... I thought that was fucking brilliant. I shared that shit. Why would you fucking Cosby supporter? I don't give a fuck about Cosby.
No, you're making fun of Cosby.
Yes, exactly. But people see that shit like, oh no, that's a topic that I don't, all right, then shit. Block
whatever.
Me.
All right, get into, you had a story,
Joe. Oh man, so this is like kind of in the same, whatever we're talking about right now, but yesterday I tweeted, I was just like, because I was talking about, I was on the way home, I was driving home from the airport because I was dropping my friends off, and I put on, I have this thing on my phone, it's Prince, when he did the halftime show at the Super Bowl, he did Purple Rain, and it was crazy. It's my favorite halftime show of all time.
Okay.
And so I was like, Prince, I just tweeted, like, Prince still has the best halftime show of all time.
Uh-oh.
And then some girl goes, I guess you missed Beyonce's. I was like, no, I saw it, but it's not in my top five. Then I tweeted, like, 10 minutes later, like, unpopular opinion, I don't think Beyonce, I haven't liked a Beyonce song since 2008.
Right.
People went crazy.
Right.
Like, kill yourself.
Yeah.
Like, You make one. First of all, someone said you're struggling to make 1/10 of what she makes. I'm like, that's $25 million. I was like, yeah, I'm struggling to make 25 mil. Yes, I am. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Like you are, as you're tweeting.
Yeah, like, and they're going crazy, and yeah. I was just like, what the fuck is wrong with people?
Love.
Yeah.
Beyonce.
She could be president of the United States. I swear to God.
It's not like I said, yo, Beyonce is trash. Like, right. She's not even good. I was just like, I haven't liked a song since 2008. Like, I just haven't liked it.
Since 2007.
What they did was they searched through my tweets.
I like how you all know the years.
They found tweets from like 2012 when she was on the VMAs, and I was like tweeting like, yo, Beyonce's killing it right now. This is a great performance.
No, they didn't.
I swear to God. And I was like, and they're like, yeah, look at you. You was always a fan. You were tweeting about blah, blah, blah. I was like, it was a great performance. That doesn't mean I like fucking Drunken Love. Like, I really don't like that song, but like, she killed it. She was the best one there.
They went through your tweets.
Yes.
Now, see, my question, how many followers do you have on Twitter?
Like, 200 some thousand.
He said that, like, I don't want to humble brag, but 200 some thousand. not own your shit, 200 some thousand. That's why I don't want to have.
Kate just got real sad. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, no, me too. I was like, yeah. But.
You came. I got sad.
I don't want that many fucking Twitter followers. I really don't.
It's stupid.
Or I would just turn my notifications off, because you can get stupid shit like that.
Yeah.
It was, who got in trouble? Because I think it was Raven she was talking about. She had said Queen B talking about Lil Kim. And said the Beyonce fans lost their fucking minds. You know what I'm saying? Like, Queen B is Beyonce and nobody else, but Queen B could be Beyonce. I'm like, wasn't Kim calling herself that in 96?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, don't bumble with the B, huh? Throw a hex on your whole family. Dressing all black like the Omen.
That, bravo.
Thank you.
Bravo.
Thank you.
Bravo. Kate, there you go. But
well, I'm here now. I'm having a glow for the rest of this day.
Uh-huh. Killing today, killed yesterday. You're still on a roll.
Then you're
gonna killing life.
You're gonna walk out and you're gonna hear booty.
Yeah, right. I'm back. Titties.
Titties.
But then I started thinking about it, like, because like there were literally hundreds of people like hitting me up, like, and I don't even know how they all found out, like, you know what I'm saying? Because they were all like Beyonce accounts that I don't follow. They don't follow me.
That's
they just like
think.
Found it.
No, they
you know
just
I mean?
Stopped following you. After
or
you
like
said
all
that.
These accounts are like retweeting it, and like it was suddenly because like someone would say something that didn't make sense, and like they would try to like diss me or some shit, and then other people would be like, "Yes, oh my god, drag him, whatever that means," and then they fucking they were doing that, and then I was thinking like. You wonder why, like, it's funny to me because I'm a fucking grown ass man, but like these younger kids, like 13,
the cyber
14,
bullying shit.
You wonder why they kill themselves. Yeah. Like, they all these fucking people are attacking them and shit. It's like wild. Do you know what I mean? Listen,
I'm with you. I'm with you because like I get exactly what you're saying.
A person who has like a weak, like not a weak mind, but just like who's very emotional and like whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, that could really get to them and, like, hurt their feelings, you know what I mean?
I used to teach middle school, and, like, especially the girls, when the girls would get ganged up on.
Yeah.
Ooh, girls can be ruthless and cunning. It's they can go after you.
Yeah, man. So these people were going crazy forever. Like, I might have got some even this morning, and it happened, like, five yesterday in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
like, they were just going off, and, like, it's fun to them, because they don't have to deal
they
with
don't
any
have,
consequences.
They don't have to deal with any consequences. They don't ever have to see you.
Yeah,
you
they don't have to
saying?
See you. They just, like, go. They just write.
And you know what
and
sucks?
They don't have their picture or their name, so they're just no one. They're
and
off
that,
the grid.
And that's what I think is the worst part about, like,
no
this,
accountability.
This no accountability. People that say, like, this is post-racial America. Shut the fuck up. This is, racism is worse than it's ever been. You know what I'm saying? Because I could say, I could call you, what's your nationality?
I'm a white dude.
Yeah, I could call you a crack-ass cracker. You won't care, but I can call you that on every video you put out on YouTube.
Yeah.
And you'll never know who I am.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I can go
no one will.
No one will. And I can go live a life as a regular person, but still spew that type of hatred on the internet.
Right.
You know what
so
I'm saying?
So you're like fake. You're like, whatever. And like, when something happens to somebody, like when a kid kills himself because of cyberbullying, whatever, everyone's all over it. Like, so we gotta stop this. We gotta do this. Meanwhile, these are the same people who have separate accounts.
That cyberbullied that kid.
Right. Or not even that kid, but just like other people. Like, oh, fuck you. You don't like Beyonce? Kill yourself.
Right.
And now they're like, oh, but don't bully kids.
What if you were on the verge of killing yourself yesterday?
Right. And like,
you know what I'm
saying? That's what I posted something.
You Beyonce fans, you fucking monsters. You don't even know. Joe could have jumped off a roof yesterday. Because
they don't even see when they're coming at you about the Beyonce stuff. They don't even realize that that's what they're doing. They're so caught up
in their fandom.
Yeah, it's so. But no, but
I want that kind of love though. I ain't gonna front. I want that type of fanaticism.
That kind of dedication.
Yeah. With somebody.
Yeah, you don't mess with Beyonce. I have a joke about her where I make fun of her, and every time I bring it up, you know, people in the audience get all tight. You know.
Yeah, but that won't
happen. But mine isn't like hardcore hater on her. Right.
But this is why I'm
so
against kids having like internet. Like they shouldn't, because they don't realize what it is. Well, it's kind of both, because I feel like I was explaining to my friend before, because we had this conversation. Like I just happened to be at a bar like later that night, and we were just like talking about it because it was funny.
Yeah.
But to me, it's like when you give a kid, like a young kid, internet, it's like giving them a gun.
Yeah.
Because not only are they have social media where they could disguise themselves and just say a bunch of shit and not have to, like, you know,
be held accountable.
Yeah, they don't have to be held accountable, no consequences
until
whatsoever.
Until something terrible happens.
Right. And the fact that you have internet, you just could get anything you want at the click of a button. Yep. So it's like you have that self-entitlement. Like, I want it now. I'm going to get it now. That's not going to translate to the real world. You know what I mean?
Now. I'm smarter than everybody. I'm smarter than you. Nobody can tell me shit.
Exactly. They have no fucking
they're out of touch.
Social skills.
No social skills at all.
Zero social skills.
I'll tell you though, I see some of that, and that's my fault with Shane. Him and I are working on right now. When an adult says hi to you, like I'll take
you
him somewhere,
back.
Look them in the eyes,
right,
and say hi, how are you? Because I've noticed that he wasn't doing it, and I was offended.
Of course.
I'm like, so we've had talks, and now he looks at me once. I do get proud of him now when he does it. He looks at me like, see, mommy, I did it. I'm like, exactly.
Right.
That's what you do. You be a person. You care about them.
Yeah.
We go to I have friends, Marco and Molly, they have kids.
Sounds like
and
a
I'm
sitcom.
Like, I know. I'm like, when we go there, they're cooking us dinner.
Yeah.
They are being nice to us.
Yeah.
You look at them and you say, thank you for dinner. How are you?
Yeah.
These are people. But these kids are on their phones all the time, iPads. No, they're forgetting that.
No one exists to them. You know what I'm saying? The fact I caught my nephew watching a World Star video of this chick getting her ass whooped. Like, you haven't seen the video of the girl getting hit with the shovel?
Yeah.
That video. And he thought it was the funniest shit ever. Now, mind you, on my own personal time, I've laughed like crazy at that video. But for a kid that's only 11 years old and you find something as brutal as that hilarious, that scared me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's numbing their brain.
It's because they're exposed to that all the time when they're on the internet.
Wait a second. Can we talk about the Brandy video?
Oh, I didn't see it. I know
I just heard about it.
Okay, let me tell you. Okay, no, this is what I mean.
She was singing and everyone ignored her or some shit?
Yeah, but let me tell you. So I watch it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Brandy comes off as really annoying in the video. I wish you had seen it. Because at first I was like, oh my God, New Yorkers just ignore everything. Mm-hmm. She gets on and she's doing this act. Mm-hmm. Like you can tell she's probably not a super funny person. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you saw Madonna do stand-up.
Not since Moesha, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
But you know, like a lot of these celebrities, all their friends are like, oh my God, Brandy, you're so funny.
Because you're so rich.
Yeah. So she probably thinks she's like way funnier. And she's like putting on this act where she's this like kind of crazy chick going on the train. Like she's playing this character.
Ugh.
So she almost wants to come off as just a crazy person singing on a train.
And then shock everyone with her voice.
Yeah, but she doesn't
like
even,
on fucking American Idol where someone looks like nerdy.
Better. No, Joe, that would even be better than what she did. She gets on, and even when she's singing, she's not really belting it out.
She's not doing her.
She's like pretty much like staring at her friend or at a corner. You can't really tell.
Mm-hmm.
She has these glasses on. She looks like she's kind of a little nuts.
Yeah,
do you know
what
I mean? And she's just like singing, and she does have a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
But she's not like belting it out. I was coming here on the subway. I had these two dude performers who were amazing.
Yeah.
I stopped and was like, oh, these people are amazing. Let me watch. Yeah. She didn't do anything to like really grab their attention.
Right.
She did not put herself out there. And the guy giving advice said that. He goes, you have a great voice. He was literally like, you need to put yourself out there. You were really like kind of like into yourself. And she was.
Yeah.
But then for her to be like, oh, look, you know, crazy talented girl doesn't get attention. I'm like, it's not. Yes, in New York, we're used to a lot of shit, so we ignore things.
Dude,
but
true.
She was also...
I forgot who said it, but someone on my Twitter feed, it might have been retweeted or someone tweeted it, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like, if someone died on the subway on Monday, no one would know until Friday. Like no one, gives a shit what anyone's doing on the subway.
No one would move their body.
Yeah, they would just
until Friday. Like they know they were dead.
The only reason why they would know on Friday.
We're not trying to deal with it.
The only reason why they would know on Friday is because someone wanted to sit down. And they're like, all right, now we got to get rid of this fucking thing.
Either that.
But if no one needs to sit there, they would just leave it.
No, because after the sixth day, the rats will start to get to their body. And New Yorkers aren't about to deal with rats on the platform. You know what I'm saying? But besides, I'm coming off on, I'm going to Caroline's one night. And coming off the train on 50th Street, there's a dude, homeless dude, and he is laid the fuck out. He doesn't look like he's breathing. And I stop, and I go to call 911. Do you know every fucking body walked past this dude? Like, yeah, that's everyday life. I'm like, that's scary. You know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't that long ago. I remember when I was like 3 or 4, people would stop and be like, hey, man, are you all right? They don't do that no more. And that's scary. The fact that you could watch videos of people getting their ass whipped, like that little girl at McDonald's, she got her ass whipped, and 40 people, grown people, stood there with their phones out like, world star.
Yeah, they'll grab their phones to record it, but they won't grab their phone to call 911.
I feel like you should go to jail for that. I swear to God, I really feel like you should go to jail.
That's the Seinfeld episode.
Yeah, I feel like you should go to jail for that because you're basically you're an accessory. What the fuck are you recording this for? Okay, yes, it's the evidence. Stop her from getting curb stomped in the fucking head. Yes. You know what
I'm saying? No, but it's a sick society, to be honest. What? Like when Artie was in the that accident, there is footage. So it was Artie Fuqua, Tracy Morgan. Mm-hmm. Who else was in the accident?
James McNair, Harris Stanton, and I want to, like, Tracy's people, I guess, like he's driving, whoever else. They got hit, but they got hit by
And one man died. And the other, I know, Tracy and Artie, they were really badly hurt. There's a woman who's filming the fucking thing.
Right.
Like, honestly, I like, where is your soul? Where is your humanity?
Right.
Like, you're filming that?
Do you know what? I really think
I got more angry at TMZ for putting that out because they put the video out.
TMZ, though, come on. They have no morals. You can't even expect anything out of them at this point.
Artie's daughter, sorry to cut you off. Artie's daughter put out a statement like, I hate to see that video. You know what I'm saying? Because that's a dad. And if you know Artie, real energetic dude, you know what I'm saying? To see him get dragged, I stopped the video. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't watch the shit.
No, it's sick. And then I started watching and I heard the woman who's recording going like, oh my God, these poor souls. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Right.
Like, it pissed me off. I'm like, you are recording this. Right. Don't fake upset right now.
Right.
You are recording this and then you're going to sell it to TMZ.
Right.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Right. Or you're doing it for views. You know what I'm saying?
Whatever. No, I swear to God, that is the source of everything nowadays. Yeah, I feel like
that is
everyone just needs that attention on social media.
They're attention whores, man.
That's it. That's like, that's why
it's
why I feel like everyone is suddenly a fucking activist on fucking Twitter.
Oh god,
like let's complain about this, because if I complain about it, then people are gonna be like, let's fucking retweet it and like reply to it like, yeah, he's right, and like that makes people feel good.
But do you really feel that way though? Because I'm a passion driven person. So if you really feel a way, all right, fine, talk your shit. But if I could tell you bullshitting, that makes me so angry. Because I'm like, don't perpetrate a fraud so you can get likes on a Facebook post.
Yeah,
you
know it's the dude with the guitar pretending to be into feminism just to get pussy. You are the worst dude.
Not only are you the worst dude, I'm sick of that whole movement. Like, sorry to say, oh, no slut shaming, no slut shaming. Okay, tell me why. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm all for don't.
This is where Nico loses me.
No. But hear me out first. I'm not saying, because I am against a dude going, oh, you're a slut because you have sex with X, Y, and Z. Okay, fine. But if you are, if you're a chick and you're willingly having sex like dudes that you know have a girl, steady girl and all that, and you're doing that shit, why can't I call you a slut? Or if you're girl,
Nico, you can call anyone you want a name. Like, but that's not even slut shaming. You could be like I wouldn't call that person a slut. I'm not a big fan of I would say something like that person's.
But before
I wouldn't be like, you go, girl. Right. You have sex with that guy who has got a girlfriend. I'd be like, are you doing that to yourself? Enter that relationship.
So before you educate me on this, I guess my question basically is, what does slut shaming mean? Because I don't think I understand the term. You know what I'm saying?
Don't use the word. That's basically it.
No, I mean, because, a word's also just a word, but we can even get that's a whole word.
I'm black and nigga, I feel a certain way.
Listen,
about.
You're not going to find me.
Can I say that?
Nico. Nico, you're not going to find me saying that word ever. But yeah, no.
It would sound so weird coming out of your mouth, honestly.
And I want her to give like that same passion that she gave the dude who she was fucking with her energy dick when she says it.
Not gonna do that.
It sounds so weird.
Yeah, and I don't. If someone called me a slut, first of all, if you call me a slut or a cunt or a bitch, all those are gonna hurt, you know. But I'm not gonna say you can't say any mean words.
Are they gonna hurt you for real?
Yeah, I'm pretty sensitive. But okay.
gotcha.
But I mean, maybe they shouldn't, but they will.
Yeah.
But I forget what my point was there.
No, I was just asking you what does it mean? What does
this is what I was gonna say. Slut shaming. What I think it's really about. It's saying like. There's a double standard where a guy can go off, have one night stands, and he's like a hero.
Right.
And if a girl, if she's open sexually, she's a slut. That's what slut shaming is about. It's like girls can be, girls are allowed to be just as open with their sexuality than a man. That's what it's about.
Okay, so I'm with that. If that's what it actually means, that a chick is open with her sexuality and she's public about it, word. All for that.
Yeah.
But now I feel like there's a lot of chicks, especially on my Facebook, hiding behind that shit. You know what I'm saying?
You mean they're being promiscuous and being like, don't you slut shame me?
Right. You're being immoral hiding behind, well, no, this is slut Nah.
Well, okay. Did you do the Gen Y video on fuckboys?
No, I didn't do that one.
I hate that word.
Fuckboy. Yeah. Well, first of all, I didn't know what it was.
You know why I hate it, though? You know why I hate it, though? Because 13-year-old little white girls started using it and they just ruined it. They don't even know what it means. Because when I was growing up, like,
are these Hot Pockets, you fuck boy?
Yeah, like, for no reason. You know what I mean? Like, they just don't know what it means. They like heard it and like that's all they use now.
Well, when they sent me the list of topics, I literally had a like email Kelly being like, I'll do this one, but what's a fuck boy? Like, I was like,
I have to do that for a lot of
I was
shit.
Like, what?
But it's not even a word that's like used anymore. That's what confuses me. Like, that was like when I was in middle school, like everyone's like calling people fuck boys and shit, but like now.
Oh, really? I missed that. I never heard of it till recently.
Yeah, no. At all. I want to say I think that must have been like a Southern thing, or at least in my schools we didn't use it.
I don't know. I never. I went to like my whole middle school was like all Spanish and black kids. I was like,
mine too.
Well, anyway.
And I don't know. They were using that word, and like I didn't really know what it meant at first, and then like you kind of catch on to it. But
you could tell you went to all Spanish and black middle school. At least I know exactly. Cause I do it too. I'll mess up the conjugation of certain words. Like you just use mean when you should have said met. So yeah,
I say that?
Yeah, I didn't know. I'm not good with grammar.
You definitely did. I picked up on that real quick. Yep.
No, but my whole thing about I don't really use the term fuckboy, but a fuckboy is supposed to be a dude who just is kind of promiscuous and uses girls like
that's not
like
even
their
like,
objects.
Right.
Do you get what I'm saying? Okay, that's not even what a fuckboy is. That's what they told me a fuckboy is.
Right, but like the definition of it like changed. It's like
bitch ass dude.
Yeah, like you know a
I didn't know about that.
Like a lame guy. Like,
a bitch ass dude.
As far as like
a bitch ass dude.
I guess what you would call, or at least in my family, what they call dudes that just fuck a lot of chicks like that, sluts. Legit. My mother has called
or a hoe.
Ho. There like, you go. Yeah.
Dudes
called dude.
Especially
a hoe.
Now. Yeah. I feel like it's more prevalent now. Yep. That someone would just be like, yo, this dude's a hoe. Like, or they'll say it about themselves.
Ho ass
like,
nigga.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Or at least where I'm from. I don't know.
I hear that.
So yeah. So basically that's the whole thing. It's just like guys and girls should be allowed the same freedoms without being called a slut.
Okay.
Or equal slut, where it's like, okay, then the guys and the girls were promiscuous, then they're both promiscuous. You want to call them sluts. Honestly, who gives a fuck?
All right, so let me backtrack.
But I don't want to be with a dude who's promiscuous in general.
So let me backtrack before I get killed in the comments on SoundCloud. Now that I know the definition, I am not against the anti-slut shaming movement. Now that I know what it means, but to you hoes that are hiding behind it, stop doing it. Okay? You cannot be having sex with married people immorally breaking up relationships and hide behind the
don't slut shame me. It was like, no, you are a hoe.
Yeah, a hoe. 100%. Is that fair enough, Kate?
And same with
hoe
you.
Hoe shaming's all right,
same
right?
Same with you, fuck boys.
And same with you, fuck boys. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
You ain't heroes just because you're giving herpes to everyone in your neighborhood.
You should be killed for shit like that. People should.
I mean,
be
I don't
that.
Agree with that. Nico.
People should be killed for real.
Well, first of all, if you know you have an STD and you're purposely spreading it to people, I'm not for the death penalty, but fuck you.
Absolutely.
Fuck you hard in the ass with my energy dick.
You should get like at least punched in the face.
You should get a lot more.
Just get a jab.
Did you hear about the story? There's
if someone gave me herpes on purpose,
uh-huh.
They should get jabbed, right? At least.
Jabbed?
Dude, I'm not saying the government should get involved. I will
just
do
like
something.
Just one.
I will. Yeah. If I knew someone gave me herpes on purpose, right. I might go after them. I would try to meditate. I would try to center myself as best I could, and then I'd stab him with one of my crystals. Okay.
With one of your crystals.
I'd meditate with my crystals, and then I'm coming after you with the crystal.
Oh, word. Right. You are into that stuff. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember we talked about that. Mm-hmm. Dope. There was a dude named Trash Man on YouTube. Do you ever heard of this dude?
It sounds familiar.
He was going around giving chicks AIDS.
Are you serious?
Serious. Dead serious. Can't make it up. He would put out videos, and my mother showed me, this is a long time ago, she showed me, and like, you know, just be careful out there. Because this dude's like, you know, I drive BMW, and all these bad bitches be thinking they want it. I got HIV AIDS, you know what I'm saying? And I'm out fucking all these bitches raw, blah, 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 blah. And he's just, and I don't know if he went to jail, and I don't know if he died. But I know that was one of the scariest things I've ever seen. You know what I'm saying? That people out there, and they're like that.
Because there's some people who, if they get something, whatever STD or whatever they have,
yeah,
they're so bitter about getting it, they yep. want to take everyone down with them.
Absolutely. And but
so fucked up.
Something like that is so scary to me. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't see somebody and assume like, oh, okay, they got that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If I met a chick and she's that bad, I'm like, yo, I'm going to go in that raw. And who knows it? Who knows yeah, if I got caught?
You got to use condoms.
Saying? Yeah, you definitely got to. Especially if you broke like me, can't have no kids. Not now. No, sir.
No, yeah, sir. Gotta use condoms, guys.
Yeah,
I mean,
hashtag single mom. Yeah,
it's right. It's crazy to think that even like someone would think of doing some shit like that. You know what I mean? Like just
right.
with that intention. Like not only am I gonna do this, but I'm gonna tell people I'm doing it and put it on YouTube. Like, are you
that
crazy?
Is sociopath the right word to use
yes.
for that? Yeah, that's some sociopathic
Wait,
shit.
I was with so my son and I, we went to visit my brother at a yeah. cabin for 5 days, which I want to actually get into.
Mad
but
wife.
We're all yeah, totally. And we're all in the car, and Shane out of nowhere goes, I think he was asking my brother, but he was saying it to all of us. He's like, what's a sociopath?
Right.
And then we all try to explain it. Like, you know.
And
then,
nobody knew?
Well, I was like, it's someone who is kind of almost disconnected from their humanity. Like, they treat people mm-hmm. with, there's like this lack of connection. You know what I mean?
So, like, everyone who's...
I think a lot of us have become sociopathic in a way in our culture. And it's not helping with the technology. But
not at all.
Wait, but after that, Shane goes... He goes, oh, because my mom calls a lot of people sociopath. It was just so funny.
Yeah.
My brother was dying.
Yeah.
Because I do. I didn't realize I was doing it. But if I'm like complaining about someone, I'm like fucking sociopath.
Yeah.
It's such a great word.
How old is Shane now?
He'll be 9 in a month.
That's crazy.
I know. Because when you first met him, he was like.
Yeah. Five 5 years ago. Yeah. Wow, man.
He is such a cutie. Mm-hmm. No, but anyway, so we're in this, we go to this cabin mm-hmm. that my brother is working on this organic farm, and it was just like...
It can't get any white.
Yeah, there's a white picket fence.
There's a white picket fence.
The milkman comes.
There's a woman named,
hold on, though,
named
no.
Mary that brings the paper.
I get it's very white, but yeah. Here's the thing. It's not very typical in our culture. Like talk about being connected. Like my brother is the most connected, sensitive. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, we can make fun of it totally being white, but it's not even typical white because the typical white
These
people
days, yeah.
in our society are like, and I don't mean to even like, because I'm sure a lot of our listeners are not like that, or you'd be not be listening to this particular podcast.
Right.
You'd be listening to the KKK podcast, whatever.
Jesus.
But like,
oh, that's what I listen to. Every day.
No, I did not know they had a podcast.
You got it. Oh, yeah, they do. You got them right.
The KKK podcast.
The KKK. I'm a guest on that next week.
Welcome to KKK Radio.
Uh-huh. Today we got guest Negro. I mean, Nico White. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but like, actually the town where he's in, though, he wants to get out of there because he's like, it's mostly these like white racist people.
Right.
But so that's what I mean. Yes, it's very white, but my right. brother is actually the most unique badass. I love right. him. Anyway.
Just a quick side note.
Mm-hmm.
Old racist white people mm-hmm. are the scariest people in the world.
No, they're not.
To me, they are. To me, they are. Like, Southern,
yes,
just race. Like, I'm terrified.
Terrified.
There's something about Southern racist white people that makes me fucking giggle. Because, I mean giggle in the sense of when I meet them, and you can, like, when you can feel it, and you know that, like, if they can't do anything to you,
right?
It's like, oh, I bet I'm fucking up your entire
yeah,
aura
right.
right now.
Totally.
I know everything about me just
Would
makes you
and I
sick.
Should do a little... comedy show tour.
I'm down. I'm down.
So you get tackled. Yeah. So you get tackled the most.
Let me, you, but you're Jewish, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, they might not know that. Is Wolf a common Jewish last name?
No. I mean, it depends on the spelling. But
right.
Those kinds of dudes hate me. Because I get on stage, I start talking about sexuality in a way that they're like, that's not a proper lady.
Right.
Yep, exactly.
They do not like me.
And the way I talk about race, they would not like me at all. So no. Let's do that.
Let's do it. Yep. Fuck them up.
Whoever gets out alive.
This ends with me and you.
You start talking
dead.
About police killing people, they'll be clapping like.
Yeah.
They got him, bro.
I didn't get to the punchline yet. Let me finish my joke.
You'll start doing comedy. You can do your whole like pro gay marriage routine for them.
Yep, damn right.
You lots of fans.
We will not make it out of Tupelo, Mississippi. Bet that.
Whole point with the whole cabin thing was it was so nice being away from the New York City grind. Like I feel like, and you know what, Joe, you're not really, and I don't know how you are with it.
Mm-hmm.
You manage to stay centered despite the grind, like. When you're a stand-up comic, I feel like we're always comparing. Mm-hmm. We're always upset, like, oh, I should be farther in my career. Mm-hmm. It was so nice being away from all that bullshit. That doesn't even matter anyway, because you should never compare to anyone else or what they're doing.
But
it
we do.
Of course. you go on Facebook, you feel like everyone's getting famous except you.
You know what I've done? And just to keep myself, like, level, because I'm pretty decent about that. You know what I'm saying? But I've unfollowed everybody. Everybody.
You just get on and it's like...
It's all my family and it's like maybe a few comics, you know what I'm saying? But it's all family. I get to see new babies being born because I don't... I'd rather talk to somebody as a person, you know what I'm saying? When I hit you up, it's a genuine me hitting you up, you know what I mean? I'm genuinely saying hi. I don't want anything from you. And that's the weirdest thing where it's like some people, I'll be like, hey man, what's up? And you see scene at like 12... I'm like, nah, I'm just saying what's up. I don't want shit from you, you know what I mean? If I did, I'd have hit you up in another way. You know what I'm saying? Through the proper channels.
Yeah.
But through Facebook, unfollow everybody. Unsubscribe to everybody. That way you see nothing.
Well, because comparing also, we all do it, but it really isn't the way. Everyone's on their own unique journey. You cannot compare to it. But it was nice being away in this beautiful place in nature and then like having to come back.
Yeah. I have a similar
especially
story.
To Jersey City.
Yeah.
Where I live is not particularly beautiful. I was like so bummed.
I got a similar story if I can share. I'll make it.
No, go do your thing.
So I went out to this little town in PA called Butler, PA. You know what I'm saying? Me, my boy Robert Puncher, another comic. I don't know if you know him. And it was his show. So he's from out there. So he's doing a show at the spot called Butler's Little Theater. Now, one thing I do like to do is leave the city. But I'm a New Yorker to my heart. Like if I leave and I go to a spot and there's not like homeless people thrown everywhere and different ethnicities, I get upset. But there was, I don't know what it was. I was in a, you know how you feel yourself going into just a bad mental space?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mind you, things were going fine. The money was good. The shows were fine. But I was just like, it feels a little empty right now. You know what I'm saying? Going on that trip, I was there for what? We left Thursday. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I think I left that Monday. I was so happy when I got back. Because I was able to get away from all the hustle and bustle.
Yeah.
The shows were dope. It was only one. It wasn't like four. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I didn't have to jump on one train, go to another. Fucking nice hospitable people. Saw a Confederate flag. It was a good time. It was a good time. I really needed that. I think I'm good for the next 6 months. You know what I'm saying? To where I might need to get away again.
So, so you had the same experience, but you were still happy to come back. I
love this city.
I was clawing a little bit. Like, I don't want to go. I don't want to go back.
You telling bookers, like, hey, I know I said I'd be back on the first, but could you?
I did. I wanted to extend my stay.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, after last night.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Giving that dude that energy, dick.
was beautiful about it.
She's been praying for hecklers now.
Right. Right.
She's like, does anyone have to say anything before I start? Anyone? Anything at all?
I point to the biggest dude, you! And he's like, I love women. I'm like, damn it! So.
I understand what you guys are saying. My friend has a summer house in Connecticut, and we usually go there like every other.
He healed his first world shit, brother. Yeah, my friend has a summer house in Connecticut.
The shit is smaller than this room. Good. It's not like it a fucking. It's not a mansion.
I'm just
saying
he got a summer house. That's all.
Yeah, he does. He got like a summer little cottage thing.
Dope.
And it's like on a lake.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's nice. We used to go up there like every weekend, but like now we don't because everyone's like working and shit.
Yeah.
But it's always nice to go up there and just be like away from everything. It's like you're in the middle of the woods.
Yeah.
There's nothing around.
It's yeah.
Awesome. You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. there's nothing. And it's like your phone doesn't even work up there if you want it to. Like it doesn't.
Now, you beautiful. Know, I thought I would hate that. I thought I would, because that's what a lot of Butler, PA was. A lot of woods. I went to a bonfire and shit. And I, my entire life, and I always said, even if you ever asked me, like, would you go to the woods? Hell no. I'm scared of bugs. I don't trust white people in the woods. Real talk.
Because you grew up. But yeah. that's because you grew up in the city too.
I grew up in the city.
White people.
I don't trust white people in the woods, and I don't trust them like at parties. You know what I'm saying? Because this might sound insane. This just goes to show you how you were raised and what you see, how it affects you in the end. Every movie I saw my parents watching on like USA was some white girl getting roofied or somebody poisoning their friend's drink.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So from the time I was like 5 years old, that's all I ever seen of white parties. And I'm like, yeah, I want
white
no
parties
parts
can
of that.
Be a little fucked up if you think about it.
You know what
fucking
I mean?
Fucking of course.
So
I never went to any parties in high school.
Mind you, black parties have their downfalls too. You know what I'm saying? But we ain't gonna talk about that. Only uplifting here. But but that's a real fear I have. You know what I'm saying? But I had an awesome time in the woods. Never thought I would like a bonfire. Sitting that close to that much fucking heat. Some of the best conversation I've ever had. You know what I'm saying?
We did a little campfire two nights.
Mm-hmm.
My brother takes out the guitar.
Yeah.
I get it. White. And
No.
Okay.
I'd have pulled out the guitar too.
Okay,
real
good,
talk.
Good. I thought Nico's out to make fun of me.
Nope.
And my brother's playing the guitar, and Shane has a beautiful voice. He's very into music.
Mm-hmm.
So my brother's like, Shane, just freestyle sing. And Shane, he really has a beautiful voice. He was just singing and coming up with these beautiful lyrics because like the sunset was coming and he's going like, good night, moon, and good night. Like it was, I literally was. Like tears were like coming down. I was like, this is the most
you're such a mom
beautiful moment.
Yeah,
it was just so like I was like, yes,
yeah,
this
yeah.
is what I want. Yes,
right. And then right. you come back to New York City and fucking homeless
take
dude.
This energy dick
yeah. titties yeah
yeah right
yeah you're talking about me
you go to sit down on the subway and you sit in a puddle of piss.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I'll have to say, back to the high school parties, I did run from the cops a decent amount of times in high school.
Yeah.
Like, we'd have, because white kids are so stupid, their parents are like, we're going out of town, honey.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't have a party. And then they're like, okay, mom. And then, like, 5 minutes later, they're like, yo, party!
That's real.
And then they're like, real. A million cars in front of their house. It's so fucking obvious.
Yeah.
It's like
and, like,
cliche,
they already told
yeah.
their neighbors, like, watch out in case.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, literally, within half an hour, the cops are there, and then like everyone's busting out a window to run away. I ran. This is great. I ran from the cops one time.
Mm-hmm.
They literally had a spotlight shining at me, and I just kept going.
I love it.
I run to my at the time boyfriend's house because it was nearby, and I jump into his like backyard. There were like a bunch of like shrubs, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
So I go back there, and then they were kept shining the light, so I kept ducking my face into like the plants.
Yeah,
it was poison fucking ivy.
So you got poison ivy all over.
And it was prom the next week.
Oh,
and I had
God.
Just fucking poison ivy all over my whole face.
Oh no.
That's
so there
terrible.
You go. There you go. Karma. It's a bitch.
But you didn't even do anything to deserve that, though. You were hiding from the police, I guess.
I don't think I even was drinking that night, you know?
Why were you running?
I got arrested one time when I was 17. I was at a party and I had Jello shots.
Yeah.
And then the cops came. We all ran.
Uh-huh.
We got free, whatever. Like, we got away. And then, like, one of my friends got their car and was like, I'll be right around. Stupid move. I'll be right around, you know, with the car. We all jump in.
Fools.
And it probably 20 seconds. And it was like, whoop, whoop. And they put me in the, what do you call it?
The paddy wagon?
Yes, the paddy wagon. I was about to say caddy wagon. And
caddy wagon. It's golfing.
That sounds like something from the 20s.
I was such a stupid white chick. I'm in there in the fucking paddy wagon being like, I have to pee. They were like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, aren't they mean?
They're so mean. They're mean, Nico.
Aren't they mean? I've been in a paddy wagon once or twice.
Really? We were all sucking pennies, all these white people. We heard that pennies like make the breathalyzer. Go down. We're sucking on pennies and shit.
I wish. Can they see your face?
Oh, my. You sucked
can
on a penny?
Sucked on a penny.
That's like sucking on a homeless man's finger.
Oh, God. I don't know. Penny.
Rather suck
pennies
on
taste
it.
Like Hennessy. And penny. that's why I don't understand how
no,
people drink
it.
Yo,
it was
I don't
gross.
Either. One of my friends loves Hennessy. I'm like, dude.
I don't understand.
This shit is garbage.
It's penny water. Legit.
It's so bad.
Pennywise.
I don't drink. I hate that. Whenever I have sometimes I'll get a drink where I'm like, yo, this tastes great. But most of the time with alcohol, like alcoholic drinks,
yeah,
tastes like poison to me. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, everyone, you do realize this all tastes like shit, right? Yeah. And everyone's drinking it as if it's the most fun thing they've ever had. I'm like, this tastes awful, people.
The people that drink Hennessy make me so angry. Because when I was young, I was cutting school, and I would go to our house in the Bronx. So I'd be in there, and my father had a giant thing of Hennessy up there. And I thought it was something from how it smelled. I thought it was something you used to clean the floor. You know what I'm saying? So I'd seen a Nelly video. I think it was Nelly. And they had a bottle of Hennessy. It's like, oh, you drink this. So I put like a shot of that shit in something. I took a sip, threw up immediately.
It's so bad.
I tried to drink it like it was water, so straight down. When I finally got to taste that shit, I was like, no, what the fuck did I just do?
What is that?
What is this peasantry? I don't understand how people like that. I really don't.
It's so bad. Yeah. I don't know. One of my friends drinks it like straight too, just like.
See.
I'm like, dude, this is garbage.
Cognac is weird, but hey, to each his own. You know what I'm saying? I drink tea like an Asian woman, so I can't really judge anyone.
Sorry, our next guest is texting like, I'm at the bar. Sorry.
Oh, y'all do 201.
Sorry.
Who is that?
Sorry.
Who is that?
Greg.
Tell him to get me a beer.
You'll tell him in a sec. We're gonna wrap it up.
I'm getting a beer.
No. Okay. Anyway,
we wrapping up. How much time we got left?
We gotta wrap up now. Anyway.
Okay. So what y'all?
Dude, Nico,
talk
I'm
about?
So happy. No. I'm just happy you were on.
I'm happy to be on. This is actually a lot of fun because when I left the house, I was feeling boring as fuck. You know what I'm saying? I was like, gotta go be on a podcast. I don't know if I gotta talk about.
But, get the energy up.
Yeah, but thankfully, I think we worked it
nothing
out.
Nothing like some energy, Dick.
Nothing like, hey, I don't want none of that.
To get some pep in your step.
He was about to say, it's like, nothing like some, wait,
you don't want to suck this energy, Dick?
Nah, I'm good on
See,
that.
See, it's going to take Jesus a strong Christ. Dude. It's going to take a strong dude to really handle someone like me.
You know,
I think so. But once you stop giving out energy, Dick, and start giving out energy, vagina, I think you'll pick up.
That's not what I'm serving, all right? Energy Dick's on the menu. You tell me. You hit me up if you would like serving.
If y'all want some of that chakra dick, hit up Kate Wolf.
I will penetrate the fuck out of you with this energy dick, all right?
That is crazy.
No, let me tell you, and please do not send me a creepy tweet, by the way. Some dude's going to be like, I'll take that fucking energy dick.
Nah, fuck that. No. You can't say things like that and then be like, nah, don't send me no crazy tweets. No, you earn those crazy tweets. Send them. What?
Okay, dudes, you can send me a pic of your energy tits. How about that? I'll take those.
Ladies,
Ladies,
you can send me a picture of your tits at N-E-K-O underscore.
And then he'll slut shame you afterwards.
Oh, no, I won't. Nobody will even know. I'm very private about my shit. Nobody ever knows.
What a gentleman, huh?
You know what I'm saying?
What a guy.
They'll never know. So, ladies, you can send those at N-E-K-O underscore W-H-I-T-E 93. That's Nico White 93.
Follow him, guys. You don't have to send him a tit pic unless you want to.
Where can they follow you, Kate?
You can tweet me at the Kate Wolf. And our email is invasionofprivacypodcast@gmail.com. And if you would like a tarot card reading, I give them over Skype, people.
I want one.
Of course, Nico. I'll give you one. But, yeah, hit me up, kwolf2fs27@gmail.com.
And if you guys want to follow me on Twitter, it's @JoeSanagato.
Yeah, give him a couple more followers. He
and,
needs
them.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, say something.
Cool. I only want to plug one more thing. And I released a comedy special earlier this year called Nico White Introducing Me that's available for $15. You can purchase that on my website. That's www.nicowhite.com. That's N-E-K-O-W-H-I-T-E.com. Check it out. Why not?
Go buy it.
Go buy it.
Yeah, he's amazing. Bye.